Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 12th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Samsung unveiled the Isocell Bright HMX smartphone camera sensor, which offers up to 108 megapixels of resolution. The sensor was developed with Xiaomi and is one of the largest smartphone camera sensors at 0.75 inches. By default, the sensor will use pixel binning to capture 27 megapixel images, although full resolution will be available. The sensor is also capable of capturing 6K video at 30 frames per second. Production of the new sensor will begin later in August. The New York Times reports that in late 2018, Facebook halted acquisition talks with the group video chat House Party out of fears of inciting antitrust concerns, according to sources. The acquisition talks had reportedly gone on for weeks before being killed by Facebook's corporate development team over regulatory concerns. Epic Games then acquired House Party in June. Adobe says its upcoming apps Aero, Fresco, and Photoshop for iPad will focus on experiences outside of the glass, I think that implies AR, and will be fluid between mobile and desktop services. Adobe's Project Glasswing, still in development, uses a mixed reality display to allow Photoshop or After Effects layers to be viewed in a transparent screen in front of real 3D objects. Adobe intends to partner with hardware companies to create realistic solutions for the project, such as in retail spaces. Discord will launch a video streaming feature called Go Live on August 15th. It will let any Discord user on Windows stream videos of their game, no webcam support, to any voice channel for up to 10 people at a time. Mac and Linux users can watch, but not stream. Boosted servers and anyone with Nitro will get higher quality streams. Admins can turn the feature on or off at the server level. The Voting Village at the DEF CON Security Conference features a $10 million prototype voting machine developed by DARPA. Originally announced in March, the voting machine is an open-source platform and will be built on purpose-built hardware, although the prototype running at DEF CON right now is running on virtualized hardware. The machine uses a touchscreen to register votes, then prints out the selections with a QR code in the corner of the ballot. These printouts are then scanned, with the QR code serving as a cryptographic validity check. DARPA hopes to have a complete system to access at DEF CON in 2020. The system will offer a code repository for researchers to test, as well as offer a small test board to look for hardware vulnerabilities. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross said last week his department has received 50 requests for licenses to resume sales to Huawei. However, Bloomberg reports people familiar with the matter say the U.S. is holding off on decisions regarding those applications, as China said it was halting purchases of U.S. farm goods. ByteDance's Chinese news aggregator Taobao launched Taobao Search, a mobile-optimized search engine. The results feature a combination of web results and media from ByteDance's apps to further drive traffic, and is subject to Chinese state censorship. Baidu currently holds 76% of search market share in China. Huawei announced it plans to build an $800 million plant in Brazil's Sao Paulo state over the next 3 years. As part of the agreement, Huawei will invest in the state's Institute of Technological Research between 2020 and 2022, as well as in public education. Huawei has one factory in Sao Paulo that employs 2,000 people already. Nokia and Ericsson also have factories in the state. In an email to users, the UK-based food delivery startup Deliveroo confirmed it was halting services in Germany as of August 16th. Deliveroo started service in Germany 4 years ago, but rolled back services to many smaller German cities last year. Drivers who have been on the service for at least 12 weeks will receive two goodwill payments based on average earnings over the past 12 weeks. The U.S. Navy announced it will revert destroyers from touchscreens to a physical throttle and traditional helm control system over the next 18 to 24 months. Following a fatal crash involving the USS John S. McCain, a comprehensive review by the Navy found the touchscreen systems complex and crews poorly trained to use them. Subsequent fleet surveys found crews preferred mechanical controls over the touchscreens. Following safety testing, the first new throttles are scheduled to be installed by summer 2020. And finally, researchers at Checkpoint Software demonstrated installing ransomware on a Canon 80D DSLR. Installing the ransomware used the picture transfer protocol over Wi-Fi or USB, which doesn't require any authentication. The ransomware encrypted images on the camera's SD card to prevent access. Counterpoint contacted Canon back in March, and the two have been working on a patch since May. The researchers said that while the exploit was specific to Canon, any cameras that use the picture transfer protocol may be vulnerable to similar attacks. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.